Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
One of the things that the Lord was speaking to me about during this fast, and you know, we're crying out, man. We're asking God during this consecrated time of just not just shutting the food down, but entertainment and everything, because we want to hear what God is saying. We want to love Him, and so we're asking God, reveal Your love, you know, to me. Reveal Your love to us, and help me in turn to love You back. You know, love You with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my soul, with all my strength. And He was speaking. If you missed last week's, oh my goodness, last week's program, you got to go on the torch, go to VFNTV.com. But you're going to hear about, you know, God's relentless love for you, and the love of God. And she's just speaking volumes. And you know, one night I was in worship, and I heard that song, you know, Lord, I Want to Yearn for You. And just, you know, caught up in worship, and just started praying that out, and just started hearing God speak. And He says, listen, you know, what happens when two yearning hearts collide? When two yearning hearts collide, they just connect. They just go after each other. That's what happens in the natural. You know, it's just a drawn. And the Lord was just reminding me that, you know, our connection with God, our true connection with God, is just, it's like spirit to spirit. It's our spirit's ability to connect with God's spirit. God is a spirit, and so are we. Our flesh and our body just contains who we really are. But, you know, that's why funerals are so sobering. When you go to a funeral and you see that the person is no longer there, all what's left is just the body. And what's so amazing is that God, that's how God wants to connect to us, spirit to spirit. In fact, 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, for he who unites himself with the Lord is one spirit with Him. And it's so, I mean, that's powerful, because this is how God's going to begin to reveal His love to us. The Lord's going to reveal to us His love by His Spirit. We can't figure it out in our mind. We can't study the love of God. Mm-hmm. We can't, you know what I'm saying? You know, you can read books about the love of God. You need to experience the love of God. And He's not going to get it through your mind. It's going to get it, you know, through to your spirit. Now, I was reminded in John 15, verses 12 through 13. This is Jesus' words. He says, my command is this. Not my suggestion, not my wish, not my hope, not my desire, right? But my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Just love, right? Love mm-hmm. each other as the same way that I've demonstrated to you, the same way I've poured out my love for you. It works wonderfully with mercy too, by the way. You know what I'm saying? Right. Offer mercy as the Lord has offered mercy to you. It's something mm-hmm. I try to remind myself often, right?
Right.
And then the verse 13 goes on to say that greater love has no one than this. I mean, Jesus is about to make such a profound statement that the greatest way to display love, greater love has no one than this, that He laid down His life for His friends. And it's like, wow. You know, God, this is the greatest way that our love can be displayed for one another. You know, it's talking about, again, you know, it says, love as I have loved you. Well, Jesus laid down His life for us.
Right.
But God's not asking us to get on a physical cross. He's asking us to lay down our desires, our wishes.
Well, you know, think about it. Death is sometimes easier. Mm-hmm. It depends on the methodology of the process, but it is easier to die for someone than it is to live for someone.
Sure.
For them, not just live with them.
Yeah.
It's easier to die for someone mm-hmm. than to live for someone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sticking around, I'm staying around for you.
Right. Yeah. And God began to speak that we are the channels of His love, believers. We can become the channels. We are the channels where His love flows through us. Once He shows us and reveals to us how much He loves us. You know, I can only love you to the extent and to the proportion that I know what love is. And if my love is very small because I haven't experienced the love of God, then I am loving you. You know, and God's calling us to experience His love, to encounter His love. Why? So that we can allow that love as an open channel to others. But oftentimes what gets in the way of love is us. You know what I'm saying? It's me. Mm. You know, it's us. We clog up the channel that God wants to flow through. And I was just so encouraged. The Lord just continued to say over and over again, just, you know, lay it all down. Just continue to lay it all down, because whatever you've done to the least of these brothers of mine, you are doing it to me. That's such a powerful scripture. It's just, it's an amazing truth, because we get to be like God, Christ-like, when we follow in His steps and in His ways, and we lay down those things that at the very end are not even worth fighting for. You look and it's like, what? Did I get into an argument over that?
Yeah, right.
You know, did I really, you know what I'm saying? Did I get offended over that? And it's like,
it's,
you know,
amazing.
What?
It's like, that's a, whew, we got to do a segment. We got to talk about Beta Satan.
Oh, yeah, offense. We've talked a little bit about it on VFN Radio already, but we really need to go into it because.
Don't take the bait.
And the truth is that if we just follow what God has told us and love as He has already displayed and given to us, and remove ourselves from the channel, from the waterway in which He desires to move His love, my goodness, how many people can be loved and touched by God through us if we just follow Him?
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.